The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Centre Parks. Families that go here, grow here.
And a very good morning to you all. Ryan Tubridy with you this Wednesday morning. It is the 8th of February 2023 at 9:05. Great to have your company. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning outside, and we're here till 10 a.m. Text number good to go on 51551, and email is always welcome on ryan@rte.ie. I was laughing at in the bookshop yesterday. I won't say which in case I embarrass anybody, but they apparently one of the patrons came in and said, very excited about the new Jojo Moyes book, you see. And they came in and said, hi, listen, do you have the new book by Yo-Yo Ma? And I went, no. No. I, in the same shop, I had got in and said, do you have the benefits of being a sunflower? And they said, do you mean the perks of being, what is it, the perks of being a wallflower? Yeah. Yeah. So this is happening. And the reason I say this is that for two songs I was trying to remember this morning. And now I'm sounding like somebody who really probably should be put out to grass in retirement, because I can't. The one with the thing, with the song, with the word, with the, and in fairness to, I have to say, very patient colleagues going, I don't know what's wrong with him, but we're getting vague words. We're trying to catch on to something. It's like a will-o'-the-wisp, put it in the jar and come up with this. And they did several times. I was watching Only Connect. I think it's my favourite quiz on TV. It's normally on a Monday. But I catch up with it. It's a very short quiz. It's Victoria Corin Mitchell is the presenter. Sharp and very engaging. And somebody brilliantly said it on Instagram, because I posted something on it, and they said, such intelligent oddballs. And I think that's a great description of the quizzers on it, including people like myself who watch it. More oddball, less intelligent, but we'll take it. And they have this this series where you have to decide what have they all got in common, or what would the fourth thing be in this connection. So the first thing that came up, and it's a British show, was Patrick H. Okay, well, I'm in here now. That's an Irish-looking name. Second clue, Mary R. So, okay, I pretty much got it then. And I'll keep going with you then. The third one, Mary M. So what's the fourth? Blank. And you can get in early if you can. I would have got in on Mary Orr and would have probably correctly said the answer, which was, of course, Michael H. Where were we there? So Patrick H, Patrick Hillary, Mary Orr, Mary Robinson, Mary M, Mary McAleese. And finally, the answer being Michael Michael D. Higgins. But it was Michael H as opposed to Michael D, because that was the confusion, Michael H. So that was that's the level of my intellectual pursuit of an evening, which I quite like, weirdly, and that was fun. And because I got kind of slightly caught out in a good way on the TV show one night, I think I've said this to you before, by our friends from Operation Transformation. They said, will you come and run the 5K with us in Phoenix Park? Now, I haven't run since I was about 11 or 12, and probably from somebody, but since then it hasn't happened. So I managed to get the hell out and did running for the first time ever. And it is a very alien concept, but it's been good. And I've practiced several times. And in fairness to her, I hope she doesn't mind me saying, but my mate, as she is now, Kelly Harrington, came out for the first one. And we did a quick 5K run, and which I'd never thought I'd be able to do in my life. And she just said, first of all, slow the hell down. Because I went out going, she goes, no, wait, relax her shoulders, go slowly, steady as she goes, breathe in if you got a stitch, but keep. And I said, okay, can we walk now? I've done enough now, that was fun. She goes, no, you don't walk now, you keep going. We said, we didn't come all this way for you to start walking. I said, all right. So if you're going to have somebody on by your side as a mentor, she was amazing. And I've done it ever since a few times now. I'm really, really enjoying it. Now, I might die wither on the vine when I finish this thing on Saturday week, 9:30 in the morning, Phoenix Park. Or I might do it once or twice. But one of the most interesting parts of it is what to listen to. Funny enough, I can't really listen to podcasts, which are my favourite, which I love walking to. You need music. I didn't know this. And on Instagram last night, people were sending in their playlists. I looked up retro running. And up came all this 50s and 60s music. I thought, that's good enough for me. But people were all saying pretty much similar songs. A lot of Bruce Springsteen, a lot of Queen and things like that. But yeah, I've enjoyed it. I think I've got a few funny looks. People going, what? But it's been good. It balances out the pints. Pinting and panting along the way. Anyway, Saturday week, that's the run for Optran. And it should be a lot of fun. So Joe Biden gave his State of the Union address last night. You heard it there. But Bono was there. Do you know Bono was there? What the hell is he doing? He's become like Zelig. Just pops up. But he was there because he was among the guests who personify issues or themes to be addressed by the president in his speech, or they embody the Biden-Harris administration's policies at work for the American people. And Bono was invited for his advocacy and philanthropic support for global health and AIDS relief initiatives. Good. Well, we'll talk to our guest. And my guest this morning is somebody I see every other night on the TV as a CNN junkie, a news junkie. But the man is Max Foster. He's a really, really excellent, top of his game news anchor and correspondent with CNN. And you'll know him for a lot of his royal correspondence, but lots, he's interviewed them all. And he's in town because there's a CNN Academy collaboration with UCD, which we'll talk about later. But he very decently has said, yeah, come in and have a chat. So Max Foster joining us live in studio this morning. By the way, if you're wondering, what is the most stressful time of the day? I'm about to give it to you. What is the most stressful, right down to the minute of a given day? Just so you know, if you're up at this time, early birds like ourselves, up and at 'em early, will know that this time is, they've done the research, they're ready. The time is 7:23. At 7:23, you are at your most stressed. Why? Well, the commute to work, getting children to school, getting them ready for, just that 7:23 chaos, the Griswold's kitchen. Everything gone a bit mad, and that's the time. So if you find yourself at 7:23 going, mother of God, is this day ever going to end? Well, it's just begun and it'll be fine. And adults face about three stressful events every day. Now, they list them off, and I'm not even going to bother because they're so relevant when you think of what's happening in the world. You think you've got problems, but 7:23. Now, John Cleese has become a figure of interest to people. Probably one of my favourite ever guests on The Late Late Show. So engaging, so funny, a total comedy icon for me back in the day. Maybe stitched up with the fact that when I was a kid, we watched Fawlty Towers like some people watch The Angelus. And not only that, he was in there with Dave Allen. Yeah, you know, our house had that sort of, I don't know what, and Cheers. I don't know what that says about us as a family, but they were the kind of comedy, that was the comedy we were drawn to. Neil Tabin, more locally, and of course, Billy Connolly in a foreign sense, all that sort of stuff. But certainly John Cleese and as Basil Fawlty. And one of the great things about Fawlty Towers is, unlike pretty much every series you see on Netflix, is that they got it right. They just had a few episodes and said, that's not going to get any funnier. Let's leave it there. And thank God they did, because there was no episodes where you go, that was weak. Every bit of it is amazing. David Kelly, of course, great Irish actor as the builder in it. But they're reprising it with John Cleese as Basil. And his daughter, Camilla, is going to play his long-lost daughter and help him run the boutique hotel. And I'm nervous about this because it was so perfect. I wonder, does it need a comeback? I worry. But Rob Reiner, whose credentials are impeccable, he's going to be the producer. So let's not judge what we have not seen. Here's hoping. This is a clever idea in Berlin. Let's put this up to our Department of Culture and the Arts and what have you. Berlin are giving young people aged between 18 and 23 a youth culture card. It's a great idea. So what they're thinking behind this is the young people between 18 and 23 had 3 years of their lives that disappeared. They didn't get out. They couldn't go to stuff. And there's a cultural void, essentially, in their souls. And what they're giving them is a card which is worth €50, which comes with credits that can be spent at 200 venues across the city. What a great idea if you're that age. And although a lot of stuff in certainly in Dublin, at least, and around the country is free anyway, which is good. But for the event, for the places that aren't free, get them in there. Get them interested. Get them engaged. It's a great idea. Participation in art and culture for all Berliners is very important to the Senator for Culture and Europe, Klaus Lederer. The Youth Culture Card is aimed at a young audience who are just getting to know Berlin's diverse cultural landscape after the restrictions of recent years. It's a great idea. And Berlin, of course, is a fascinating, unending, well, you know, city for culture and the and what have you. So you'll never be bored in Berlin, really. Ashton Kutcher is featuring on the red carpet with Reese Witherspoon promoting their new Netflix rom-com called Your Place, Our Mom. I'm not a rom-com guy, but I know they bring great joy to people. I have noticed people of a certain vintage love rom-coms when they're hungover. That's all they can handle is a good rom-com. That I understand. Anyway, they look like... Somebody described them as look like a divorced couple at their children's graduation, their child's graduation. Yes, they're doing the photo, but there isn't a lot of physicality, if you like. Hands in pockets, hands in front of them. And even Mila Kunis, who's married to Ashton Kutcher, called him afterwards and said, you guys look like you had a row, you're not happy. And he said, here's the thing. If I put my arm around Reese Witherspoon and was all friendly with her, I'd be having an affair with her. And the rumour would be that we're together. If I stand next to her and put my hands in my pockets so there's no chance that could be the rumour, then the rumour is we don't like each other. So damned if I do, damned if I don't. And that's, well, that's just the new thing. Over-friendliness and physical, you know, intimacy, not intimacy is the wrong word, but physicality is considered a bit, and then, of course, everyone's judging, equally, on the Late Late Show, the kiss on the cheek to me is as good as gone, unless you know the person. It's a handshake, and I'm okay with that. I think that makes more sense. I'll always say to the guest, by the way, I'm going to shake your hand now, just in case you're wondering what's happening. That's what we're going to do, just to choreograph it a little bit. But then, if it's somebody you know, and sometimes the guest will forget and pull you towards them and go, I was like, wait a minute. But that is the way of the world. What else we got? Barbara Streisand has written her memoir. They've been waiting for it for ages and ages, apparently. And we're going to see it in November. She's 80 now. And she's been very wary about discussing her private life, including relationship with Elliot Gould and John Peters. But isn't she married to Josh Brolin since 1998? And the book's going to be called My Name is Barbara, which is the same name as a TV special and an album she had before. Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis once asked her to write her life story, but she said no. And now the time has, at 80, the time has come. The seven husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Am I saying that right? I'm back into that. What's that book called? The Four Husbands with the Book in the Heavens. And it's apparently doing the... It's a kind of like a book talk. That's the one. Lads, I'm losing. Book talk. Apparently, it's hugely popular among, again, a certain age group. If you've read it, would you tell me, would I like it? And is it any use? 51551. Thank you very much. Now, Bob said, park runs. It's the coffee and bun and chat in the cafe afterward that grabs most. Okay. Only Connect and then University Challenge. Really scramble the cells of a Monday night, says Carl. That's for sure. Some years ago, I was meeting a friend at the pub, the George Bernard Shaw, and then located on Camden Street. Strangely enough, I couldn't find it. Neither could anyone else. I asked directions from. Then again, I later realised I'd been asking if anyone knew where the William Butler Yeats was. Yeah, you just went completely off-piste. I understand that. The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo by Taylor Jenkins Reid. Big success. You see it in the bookshops for the 2 for 3 or 3 for 2. While Only Connect is indeed good, says the text, surely the king of all quizzes has to be Jeopardy, the classic US game show, fast-paced, question after question after question, with obscene amounts of money to be given one. Give it a go. Buckets of it on YouTube. Yeah, never really got into that, but I will give it a go, and thank you for that. Sequence is the word I couldn't think of. The four in a row sequence. Yeah, that's... Must be having a forgetful day today. I'm not sure why. So they've banned Delilah from the Welsh rugby matches as being too toxic. It's a song about a woman named Delilah being stabbed to death after her husband discovered she'd been cheating. But Tom Jones has said, yeah, I'm. You can cancel it all you want, but I'm going to be singing it at my shows. And I think you can understand that. He'll be singing that. Most of his audience are women, are they not? And they will sing every word, no doubt, with gusto. In Wales, he's going to be his first major show in Wales in 20 years. And so he's decided, yeah, you can do what you do and I'll do what I do. Meanwhile, that famous interview, or infamous, depending on which chair you were sitting in, between Emily Maitlis and Prince Andrew, is now going to be a film. How do you make a film out of that? But it's based really on Sam McAllister's memoir, Scoops, which I remember Claire interviewed Sam about that. He's a BBC Newsnight producer, if I remember correctly. Scoops, the BBC's most shocking interviews from Prince Andrew to Stephen Seagal. And Gillian Anderson is going to play Emily Maitlis. And who's going to play the head of the ball? Will be played by Jeff. No, definitely will be played by Jeffrey Epstein. It will be played by Rufus Sewell. Will play Prince Andrew. So that's one to keep an eye out for. Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend is 19 years old, apparently. Right, an Israeli model called Eden Polani. Yeah, I was told this at home the other day. Somebody said, "Can you believe it?" And it's a 29-year age gap, which is, they're saying, the same gap between the two stars of The Last of Us. So the guy and the girl on the run. Right, okay. He's been criticised for never publicly dating a woman over the age of 25. All right, well, we'll leave that there. Black Sabbath, a ballet. Now, when you think of a ballet, of course, you think of the classics, don't you? Lovely Nutcracker. A ballet soundtracked by the music of Black Sabbath will premiere in September. So a ballet, Black Sabbath. Yeah, that's it. I'm not sure how they're going to do that, but I mean, it's a bit different. I mean, as I say, you don't think Black Sabbath, obviously, but somebody somewhere is going to take that and mix it up a bit. And why wouldn't they? It's billed as the world's first heavy metal dance experience. The three-act ballet will feature 8 songs by the Brummy Band, including Paranoid, Iron Man, War Pigs, and the eponymous Black Sabbath, reorchestrated for the Royal Ballet Sinfonia. Well, I like that. I think there's no reason why they wouldn't. It's nice. It's a change. The Time Traveler's Wife, I know a lot of people like that. I did nothing for me, and they tried making it. They made it into a movie. Then they made it into a TV show, which was axed after one season, and they're still at it. Now it's a stage show. You know, some things, just leave it. It's a classic, modern classic, really. People love the book. But they're going for the stage show, so good luck with that, too. Seven Husbands, let's have a look what you say. Not what I expected, said Bridget in Tullamore. Great themes and a twist. Subsequently read a few others from the same author, and like Lessons in Chemistry. You and I both like that, Ryan, so I think you'd enjoy this. Okay, good. Seven, here we go again, this is the problem. Claire says, it's pure rubbish. Whereas somebody else says, I'd recommend it. Very different, but wonderful. Another, Lisa says, it's really great, Ryan, but not knowing you from Adam, I'd still hazard a guess it wouldn't really be your thing. Now, Daisy Jones and the Six, you would love. I'm confused. I'm not sure what to think about any of these things. Shall I just give you a few quick life hacks about what you should be cleaning at home really quickly before we go to some music? One, light switches. The average light switch has an estimated 217 bacteria per square inch, dirtier than a toilet seat. Just so you know, light switches have bacteria, which is present in digestive tracts and feces and can cause diseases like flu or E. coli. I'm only saying because we touch them all, and to clean your light switch, use your regular disinfectant spray, but not on the switch because you electrify things, on a cloth, wipe the surface. Okay, I'm good with that. Your phone, they found an average of 17,000 bacterial gene copies on a single mobile phone. Now, I know we need a bit of bacteria in our lives. That's fine. But don't spray the deflector again on the cloth. Wipe the phone clean. Great. Door handles. One doorknob can spread germs throughout the office, etc., etc. The hand is quicker than the sneeze in the spread of disease. So again, door handles, quick clean. Shopping bags. Just think about it. The inside of your bags come into contact with everything from meat, fish, poultry, fruit, vegetables. It has the potential to become a breeding ground for bacteria. And that's the last thing you want happening inside what you use to transport your food. So do, which I did recently. I'm not sure why, but I put one of those bags into the washing machine and then dry it and it's fine. Okay. Stay clean, everybody. Now, I might finally go to the ballet, says the text after that bit of Black Sabbath. In our house, To Kill a Mockingbird is known as Death to a Pigeon after our son tried to remember the book his teacher was telling them they were going to read in class. I love that. Good for Tom Jones. Are they going to cancel Carmen next? Ridiculous. And P.S. I am a woman. Also, ballet can be choreographed to anything. Check out The Rite of Spring. Okay, you're all over today. That's great. 9:25. We'll start here.
I'm already someone else's.
That's Marina and Clean Bandit. All right, at 9:29, saw you running on the pier on Monday morning and I said, that can't be Ryan Tubridy. He doesn't run, says Claire. And you're quite right. It's jogging. Pretty ridiculous, that book, The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, says a text. I would say Elizabeth Taylor might have been the author inspiration. A book to throw aside after reading. A real poolside read. A waste of valuable reading time. God, there's not a lot of love there. Red Seven Husbands, hard work, definitely a woman's read, says Mike Holland. Now, Mike, I'm not sure you're allowed to say that. I think, I don't know, but I will give it a go because otherwise I won't know. I'll give it a go for a while. I think I've got three books on the go at the moment and I'll tell you about them later on. I'm still buzzing after the chat with Des Eakin yesterday and the Stolen Village, which is just... the book. I just loved it. One of the greatest history books I've read about Irish history, certainly in recent years. Really, really excellent. All right, our guest, CNN's finest, Max Foster, standing by, live in studio, joining us after this.
The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1.
7 minutes to ten now. We'll take some music. This is TV Girl.
Sometimes you gotta leave in a hurry, man. What can I say? Except I didn't forget about any of it. Take it all back.
That's TV Girl's called Taking What's Not Yours. I remember you doing tea and runner duties in RTE and I used to do it with you on Mooney Goes Wild in 1996. Yeah, that's pretty much my start off here. Whoever you are. And I hope you're well. In hospital for chemo, I always have Radio 1 on from 7 a.m. Well, wish you well this morning. And so we're your hospital radio. Is that what you're saying? Good. I'll stay happy. A little disappointed in Seven Husbands. Had high hopes for it, says the text, but it was a bit boring, to be honest. Daisy Jones and Six is my next read. All right. We'll see you. We'll see you. And that is pretty much where we leave it for today. Don't forget, The Stolen Village is the book that I've been recommending. I was going to say banging on about recommending thoroughly by Des Eakin if you're looking for a cracking read over the next little while, especially if you love a little bit of history. It's just a wonderful book. Now, what have we got for you now? Claire Byrne, that's what we have for you now. Stay tuned to Claire. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow between 9 and 10. Thank you for listening.
The Ryan Tubridy Show. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player.